Hello and welcome to Larkspur. Thanks for tuning in. My name's Aurora and you're listening to 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, CICK. Coming to you live this evening from unceded Wet'suwet'en territory, Gitumdun Clan. I'm grateful to live and work on Wet'suwet'en territory. This is Larkspur's ninth episode and we're back after 3 weeks off of doing the show, so really happy to be here. We're live in this train car on a fine Wednesday evening. Larkspur covers the folk, bluegrass, and Americana genres throughout the eras. This week's theme is 1960s and 70s Woodstock folk revival. So whether you're driving home from work, cooking dinner for your family, or soaking up the last days of the summer sun, here are some 60s and 70s folk favorites to keep you grooving. This first one here is Mr. Tambourine Man by the O'Neill Brothers Group, an instrumental version.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Carefree highway that
me slip away on you. Every highway you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you.
That was Carefree Highway by Gordon Lightfoot. Before that, you heard Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell, which is from her 1974 album Court and Spark, and explores the tug of war between personal liberties and professional obligations, and revels in the romanticism of Paris, a city synonymous with freedom and artistic expression. Before that, it was a version of Mr. Tambourine Man by the O'Neill Brothers Group. That song was written by Bob Dylan in the 60s. Couple more for you here.
Softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my to have a little sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby,
so swift, rain won't lift, gate won't close, railings froze, and get your mind off winter time, you ain't going nowhere. Pick up your tent, you ain't going nowhere. A gun that shoots, tailgates and substitutes. Strap yourself to a tree with roots, you ain't going nowhere.
Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day, my bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Now Genghis Khan, he could not keep all his kings supplied with sleep. We'll climb that hill, no matter how steep, when we get up to it.
Ooh-wee, ride me high, tomorrow's the day, the bride's gonna come. Oh, oh, are we gonna fly down in the easy chair?
Your own chosen speed. I'm not the one. nothing in here moving, and anyway, I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone who'll pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers for you constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for.
That was It Ain't Me, Babe by Joan Baez and Bob Dylan. Before that, you heard You Ain't Going Nowhere by The Byrds. And before that, Sunshine Superman by Donovan. You Ain't Going Nowhere is another one written by Bob Dylan. He wrote it in 1967 in Woodstock, New York, during his period of exile from public appearances that followed his motorcycle accident in 1966. This weekend, we have the Fall Fair Parade happening in Smithers. It starts at 7 p.m. on Main Street this evening. So come on down to watch and bring the family. The exhibition, or the Fall Fair, is happening all weekend long here. And it's a really fun annual event that celebrates agriculture and community in northern BC. It's the 106th BV exhibition this year, and the parade is kicking things off tonight. Like I said, it's going all weekend. There's rodeo events, live music, logging sports, the 4-H auction, the rodeo dance, midway rides and games, and much more. So it's happening down at the fairgrounds in Smithers, and the theme this year is Make a Beeline to the Fair, celebrating bees and honey. You're listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio. This is Larkspur. Got a few more for you here on the 1960s and 70s Woodstock Folk Revival episode.
Wishing he could fly, I only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye, or even hello? They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are four. Has its cause. Love
gets loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. For each other.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on something soft and kind.
sky's on fire. I'm dying, ain't I? I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine to hit me from behind? Yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, I think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at bite. The signs, it might be omens, say I'm going, I'm going, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. With a holy host of others standing around me, still I'm on the dark side of the moon. And it seems like it goes on like this forever. You must forgive me if I'm up and gone to Carolina in my mind. In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it just like a friend of mine? From behind, yes, I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina in my mind, and I'm gone to Carolina in my mind. Gone to Carolina.
That was Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor. He was part of the singer-songwriter wave that followed the folk revival era. Before that, you heard Sister Golden Hair by America. The 1970s soft rock song was inspired by the songwriting of German-born American singer-songwriter Jackson Browne, who sang Doctor My Eyes, among many other hits. And before that, you heard Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. 1960s and 1970s Woodstock folk revival is a musical movement that's deeply rooted in American and Canadian folk traditions and gained widespread popularity during the counterculture era of the 1960s. By the early 1960s, the folk revival in North America had sparked the emergence of a new generation of singer-songwriters, many born in the 40s, who began by performing traditional folk songs. And over time, they developed their own lyrical and melodic styles, addressing themes that resonated with their peers. Initially, these singer-songwriters shared stages with traditional folk artists in coffee houses, concert halls, and folk festivals. But by the end of the decade, figures like Bob Dylan in the States and Gordon Lightfoot in Canada had become emblematic of a new kind of folk artist, one who blended tradition with contemporary concerns and became synonymous with the term folk singer. The era from the folk revival to Woodstock was marked by profound cultural shifts such as the civil rights movement, the Vietnam War, and the rise of the peace and love generation. Music reflected these changes and evolving from acoustic folk into electrified genres like folk pop, folk rock, and the singer-songwriter movement. As the 1960s gave way to the 1970s, the music scene really carried forward a spirit of optimism and experimentation, paving the way for more psychedelic and exploratory folk and rock sounds. And at the heart of that transformation was Woodstock, New York. Nestled in the Catskill Mountains, Woodstock became globally synonymous with peace, love, and music. Its legacy is steeped in folk traditions and community gatherings, with roots stretching back as early as the 20th century. And artists were really drawn to the region's natural beauty and creative energy. By the 1940s and 50s, folk music was experiencing a revival across the U.S., and musicians and folklorists flocked up to Woodstock in search of authentic songs that captured the spirit of rural life. Woodstock's reputation as a musical haven was solidified in the 1960s. In 1963, Bob Dylan moved to the area, and that really marked a turning point for folk music. His presence attracted other musicians, fostering collaboration and innovation, and Dylan's work with the band, who also made Woodstock their home, helped redefine that genre, blending folk with rock and pushing creative boundaries. The cultural movement led Michael Lang and other organizers to choose the area as the symbolic home for the Woodstock Music and Arts Fair. Though the 1969 festival was held on a dairy farm in Bethel, New York, which was about 60 miles from the town of Woodstock, it carried the spirit of the place. Nearly 500,000 people gathered there to witness performances by legends like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, The Who, Santana, and CCR. Woodstock really became a powerful symbol of the 1960s counterculture, a celebration of peace, love, music, and collective freedom. This idea of mass freedom emphasized that true liberation could be found within community, and the sheer scale of that gathering gave it a transformative energy, both symbolic and real. Attendees felt a deep sense of connection, believing they were part of a movement that could reshape society. Youth culture at Woodstock envisioned a world where peace triumphed over war and joy over productivity. This next song, Freedom, is by Richie Havens and sung by him. Is sung by Richie Havens, who opened the Woodstock 1969 festival. Yeah. That song, Freedom, by Richie Havens, was requested by Charlotte, my sister back in Ontario. Thanks for the request, Charlotte. Brooklyn-born artist Richie Havens was a lesser-known artist at Woodstock 1969, but he was tasked with opening the first day of Woodstock with an 8-song set, which was a mix of his originals and covers of songs by other artists. As the set neared the end, the next performer was nowhere to be found, and it forced him to do encores with Beatles hits like Strawberry Fields Forever and Hey Jude. And with the pressures mounting, he began to play an impromptu groove, uttering the word freedom as it's the first thing that came to his mind, and supplementing the lyrics with a few lines from traditional songs like Motherless Child. According to him, when you hear me play that long intro, it's me stalling. I was thinking, what the hell am I going to sing? I think the word freedom came out of my mouth because I saw it in front of me, and I saw the freedom that we were looking out for, and every person was sharing it, so that word just came out. And just like that, freedom became the anthem of Woodstock. This next song is Delicious, by Linda Perhax, and it was requested by Francis. Thanks, Francis, for the request.
It's the silk and the sound and the cold creasing down of a long blade of grass tracing and cooling down a bare lake. It's the soles of your feet finding touches to breathe on the bare naked ground, each step a puddle so a sound like sandals in hand, climbing a waterfall like sandals in hand, climbing a waterfall. How I want this now. It's the slip into sleep with the memories you hold, burrowed and deep, turned like It's the first gust of drops when it's ripening to rain, and the flavor is warm, scented like leather, dusty and brown, like hot desert wind teasing along your skin, like hot desert wind teasing along your skin. Oh, how delicious. Oh, how I want this now. It's the narrowing instant when I look across at you, and I wish I could be emotion naked, simple and sure. It's the murmur of growth whenever I'm with you, and I don't want to hide in simple elastic protect.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. about the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we just stopped trying. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something inside has died, and I can't hide, and I just to be so easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it. Something
be good times again for me and you. But we just can't stay together, don't you feel it too? Still, I'm glad for what we had and how I once loved you. But it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
that was It's Too Late, the pop folk ballad by Carole King. Before that, we heard Leaving on a Jet Plane by Peter, Paul, and Mary. That song was written by John Denver and requested by Martha. Thanks for the request, Martha. Before that, we heard Delicious by Linda Perhax, which was requested by Francis. CICK is sponsored by Accounting on Broadway. So thank you so much, Accounting on Broadway, for supporting Smithers Community Radio. You've been listening to Larkspur here on CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. And this has been the 60s and 70s Woodstock Folk Revival episode. We've got one more for you here tonight. This next song, Ohio, was written by Neil Young and released in 1970 in response to the Kent State shootings, which is where four students were killed during a protest against the Vietnam War. And it became a protest song, an anthem of the anti-war movement in America. This version is sung by John Batiste, Leon Bridges, and Gary Clark Jr. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
Soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. this summer I hear.